WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An Idaho judge has agreed to move the trial of Brian Koberger, who's charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, to a different city. Just one more day to the next presidential debate. ABC's Mary Bruce is traveling with the Harris campaign in Philadelphia.
Kamala Harris is hunkered down, getting ready for this defining moment in this race. And we know she is preparing seriously. They are doing mock debates here. They've even set up a full stage with TV lighting for rehearsals. And Harris is relying on several advisors who helped prepare Hillary Clinton for her 2016 face-off with Trump.
As for the former president, he's meeting with advisors at Mar-a-Lago. A search continues for the suspect in a series of shootings along I-75 in Kentucky. Britain's Princess of Wales says she's finished 9 months of preventative chemotherapy. The 42-year-old former Kate Middleton says her focus is now on staying cancer-free, but she looks forward to doing some public engagements. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office is investigating the discovery of human skeletal remains that were found on Saturday. At this time, the Sheriff's Office say they are unable to confirm if the remains are related to the case of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. According to the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office, the remains were discovered on a private property by a deer hunter who immediately informed law enforcement. At this time, no information on the age, race, or sex of the remains is available. The sheriff's office believes identifying the remains will be a lengthy process. Elijah was reported missing on February 20th by his mother's boyfriend, who was caring for the boy at the time. At that time, he told police he woke up from a nap and the boy was gone. No additional information has been released at this time. Authorities say this is an ongoing investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out SevereStudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, currently at 74.
99.7.
Yeah.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Back to work Monday. Partly cloudy. A high today of 83. Can't fight this feeling. REO Speedwagon. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM. FM Sports. Packers coach Matt LaFleur is scheduled to meet with reporters this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. He'll discuss in more detail Jordan Love's MCL injury that's expected to cost him a few weeks of the season, as well as the Packers' 34-29 season-opening loss to the Eagles. Week one of the NFL season coming to a close tonight, with the Jets getting ready to take on the 49ers in Santa Clara tonight. The Brewers are off today after a 4-1 loss to Colorado and a 2-4 homestand. The crew hits the road with a series in San Francisco, followed by a trip to Arizona. The football Badgers are getting ready for their big non-conference matchup against fourth-ranked Alabama at Camp Randall this week. The Badgers off to a 2-0 start after Saturday's 27-13 win over South Dakota. Midwest League regular season came to a close on Sunday. Beloit falling to Quad City 7-1, Wisconsin over Cedar Rapids 10-3. Playoffs start tomorrow night, Wisconsin opening at Quad City. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's the lunch hour for a Monday. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, and it's nothing but a good time with Poison.
Now I can't pay my rent. I can barely make it through the week. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Just a steel town girl.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's hard to be a steel worker by day and a dancer by night. Michael Cimbello with Maniac from Flashdance. Check your forecast is on the way and music from Madonna.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Coming up on Wednesday, September 11th at 9 a.m., the Portage Habitat for Humanity parking lot will be hosting an event to remember September 11th, highlighting those who rose up in the wake of the tragedy and remind everyone of the importance of service. There'll be a 45-minute ceremony featuring local and state dignitaries speaking about the importance of service in our community. Following the ceremony, there's going to be a veteran-led service event. The event will be assembling care packages for first responder units throughout Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area Service Area. These care packages are made from donations from all of the area communities. Again, the event will be taking place at 9 a.m. on September 11th at the Portage Habitat for Humanity parking lot. But for more details on how you can help and also what you can donate, go to hfhwisconsinriver.org. There you will find a list of what you can contribute to their care packages.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on the Civic Media app. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music. City weather.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
99.7.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander, Irish sailor.
Guns N' Roses, maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, not only is Selena Gomez one of the stars of the TV show Only Murders in the Building, but she is also worth an estimated $1.3 billion. Now, most of that comes from her cosmetics line. And at 32, she's one of the youngest female billionaires in the country. A 50-minute music hour is heading your way next with Billy Ocean. Cruising along through another 50-minute music hour. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We do the birthday and anniversary roundup every weekday morning. In the 7 o'clock hour, we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Now, if you know of somebody that's celebrating, or if you happen to be celebrating, get those to us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number 355-9970. Time to make like Rocky, Survivor, it's Eye of the Tiger. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.